You are listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 117. Who are you married to? Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, friends, welcome back to another episode. Tomorrow, this will be airing on July 15th, and so tomorrow on Thursday, July 16th, will be our third bonus class of the summer of creating your homeschool year with confidence. These have been six, well, there will be a total of six, so this will be the third one, but six bonus classes this summer to help you to really find out what you value, what you like, and what you love, and to get a clear picture of what you're trying to create in your homeschool. So we're going to just be diving in another level tomorrow and just helping you get really clear on what it is you want to create. Also, what I'm really excited for in August, because a question I get asked a lot about is scheduling of how do you fit this all in? How do you fit in running a family? How do you fit in your own life? And how do you fit in homeschool and all these things? And so one of our classes in August is all going to be over planning and scheduling an actual like week and day with homeschooling, with your life and all those things of how to fit it all in. And so I'm super excited to show you guys how. They've been a ton of fun. I am doing giveaways within to get, you do get in Mama's Members, you get a free download of the workbook and a planner, but also within the classes, I'm doing giveaways of a printed one already bound where I'll just mail it right to you. So if you haven't signed up yet, head over to www.coachmegthomas.com/join to sign up today to Mama's Members and seriously, the best gym membership for your homeschooling mama brain. So anyways, super excited about that. Go and do that. Okay. What's exciting about this week? Oh, I said July 16th. It will be July 15th now that I just wrote that. So Thursday, July 15th, because I should have known that because July 15th is my 21st wedding anniversary. And so I thought it would be fun to talk a little bit about marriage today. I'm actually celebrating my anniversary solo. And that's totally cool. I told my husband I was just going to get myself something special and I cannot wait for him to see it when he comes back in town. I've scheduled a facial for myself and I'm actually taking my son out Friday night and we're going to the temple together and go finish up getting some missionary shopping done with him. So anyways, don't you worry. I know how to treat myself and my husband and I will celebrate when he comes back in town. So, but I really wanted to talk about marriage today. And I've often thought about adding a marriage component into Mama's Members because our relationship with our spouse affects our relationship with our children. So as we build a relationship with ourselves and build a relationship with our spouse and just build upon with our children and then build upon a family culture and this family we're trying to create and then just build this amazing homeschool, it just starts really thriving and going well together. So maybe one of these days I'll add it, but as of today, here I'm going to be giving you some tips with marriage because I wanted to talk about this question I heard several years ago, and this is from Dr. Tamara Fackrell. I don't know if I said her last name correct. And she has an Instagram page called Mindful Marriage. And her Instagram page is really fun. I like to follow it. I like the questions she asks, and she's really cool. She has some marriage classes. I know she is in Utah, and a bunch of my girlfriends have gone to her classes and have really enjoyed it. But she asked this question. And I've just lost the question. Are you married more to your children or your spouse? Isn't that such an interesting question? It's completely stuck with me because I have heard stories where someone is married, homeschool their kids, just give their all with all their children. The last baby grows up and moves out, and then they get divorced because they were, dad just decided to focus on career and job, and mom decided to focus on children, and they forgot to focus on each other and stay connected. So today I'm going to be giving you five ideas to stay connected with your spouse, even while homeschooling and even while he is building a career. So this is great. And you know what? It can work both ways too. Like I said, are you married to your children or your spouse? And it could also be, are you married to your job or your spouse? Are you married to your hobbies or your spouse, right? So sometimes women do this with their children, where children start becoming more important than spouse. But people can do it with hobbies. If you're hunting all the time, or if you're in different events or traveling all the time without your spouse, right? Like, you just start getting a disconnect. So five ways to stay connected, even when you have homeschool and career and all these things going on. So the first one, number one, look what he's doing right and tell him. Can I emphasize this last part of tell him? Because sometimes I will do coaching sessions and we'll talk about your spouse and whatnot. And I'll ask you to start telling me what are some good things about your spouse. And all of a sudden the floodgates open. It's like, he is so cool. So many moms I've talked to that my husband will pull, overtime. So I can keep homeschooling our kids and I don't have to work. My husband does all of our laundry. My husband takes the kids on Thursday so I can go rest, right? Like all these things that they just start coming up with, like, oh my goodness, I forgot to look at all these awesome things he has done. And I don't tell him when I do see them. What do we tell us lots of times? What could you be doing better? What are you doing wrong? So too often in the chaos of children and homeschool, we get hung up at what our husband could be doing better. He could help around the house more. Good laws. Don't you think I need a break too? I've been with the kids all day. Think you could make dinner? You think you could help with the chores? This is exhausting stuff. Could you imagine if your husband came home, and if he did, maybe he does do this so you know exactly what it feels like, and points out how you fell short that day. What if he came home and said, this is what you did for homeschool today? You don't think you could have done a little bit more? This is all you're doing? You read some books today and are calling it teaching our children? Do you think it could kill you to not burn dinner or even make dinner? Or maybe, like, would it be terrible for you to brush your teeth or wash your hair, put on some clothes? How close do you feel to your spouse if they were to say that to you? But instead, what if you pointed out what he did right and then told him and said thank you and we're grateful and are appreciative to it? Thank you for going to work for us. I appreciate it so much. Thank you for providing so I can homeschool our babies. It means the world for you, to me. Thank you for supporting me that I want to homeschool our kids. Thank you for, and just start looking and pointing out the things that they are doing right and pointing out. I even wrote, like, thanks for not complaining that I'm still in my sweats. Like, thank you. Thank you that you just didn't even say anything. Thank you for having faith in me of this process and this journey. You are so cool. Just pointing that out. When people feel good, they do good. So point it out. I have two journal questions I answer every day. And I told somebody I did this and they said, oh, are you and Johnny struggling? And I said, no, but I'd like to not be. Because I want to keep my focus, because it is easy for me to slip into critical mode. It is very easy for my mind to go to, what can we fix? What can we do better? And so I don't want to do that to my husband or my children. So I have two questions I ask every day in my journal. And I say, I am grateful for Johnny because, and Johnny shows me he loves me by, or has shown me he loved me by, whatever it was. So it was fun when he was traveling for Father's Day, and when we wrote him cards and we put him in a suitcase, I had gobs of things I was grateful for Johnny. And so in my card I wrote for him, some of them like, I'm grateful you're hot. It's really good ones like that, right? But some of them were, I'm grateful that you stay up for the teens because I fall asleep super early. I'm grateful, and just other things than going to work or whatever. But every day it was like, I'm super grateful you said this funny joke to me. I'm super grateful, and just little things that you helped me make the bed because I know you just really don't care about it. And then this other question, Johnny shows me he loves me by, and what if that was by, I mean, I should have got my journal out and just read some of these, right? But by this is funny. This is why I have to write it down, is because my mind goes to critical so quick. But by traveling, when he doesn't want to be away from his family, and that is, I know he loves me by being willing to go and travel and do these things. I know he shows me he loves me that he goes on crazy long bike rides with me or running with me, exercise with me. He helps clear up the dishes, like, right, just start noticing these things and pointing them out. You have so much energy, and you can put the energy into telling people what they're doing wrong, which really just shuts people down, or you can put that same energy into telling people what they do right. And when people feel good, they do good. So this helps me keep my focus on all the things he does do instead of focusing on what he doesn't do. Okay, number two, date your spouse. Do you remember how fun it was to date? I love dating. My spouse actually thought dating was dumb, but I loved dating. I love getting all ready, putting on perfume and makeup. I love the whole process of dating. And isn't it interesting that when you were dating, you could make it work to hang out? Like, I'll stay up super late, or I'll move schedule around so that we can go out. Then you have kids, you get married, then you have kids. And all of a sudden, you start forgetting to date your spouse, and sometimes you start becoming roommates. So dating your spouse helps you to stay connected. And it's fun, like one night a week or whatever, like I'm going to get ready in my nice sweats. You know, I don't really even wear sweats that much. I think I did a lot during COVID, but like that's funny. I just keep going to sweats, right? But like actually getting ready, putting on a little bit of makeup, or just combing your hair, just something that like I'm getting ready to date you. This is fun. This is things I did when we were dating, and I want to continue to date you. So if you have little kids and you're thinking like, Meg, this is easy for you because you have big kids so you can go out. But I at one time also had little kids, so you can get creative, because I remember how expensive babysitters became. So you can get creative. We've done date swaps with other couples where we go out 1 week and you watch our kids, and then we swap and we then watch your kids and you go out, right? So you can do date swaps. You can do things where you do late dates. So you put kids to beds, or you can even put a movie on for them, and then you can go watch a movie in your room and get takeout. During COVID, I know one time we got food and went into our RV and watched a movie outside. That was funny. But there are things you can do that if you can't leave little kids, that you can be very creative, right? Our thoughts create our feelings, which drives our action. So if we want the action, we need to feel creative. So thinking a thought that will help you create that. And then as your kids grow older, you can show them that your relationship is important by making date night a regular occurrence. So if my husband is in town, Friday night is our date night, and we're pretty good about that. So just showing that like they're important, and so they are willing, I am willing to invest my time with them because this is somebody important to me. Okay, number three, laugh together. Someone asked my friend, what's her secret to a successful marriage? And she says, find someone who can make you laugh. You can get through a lot together when laughter is involved. Not too long ago, my husband and I were having a disagreement because we are human and we still disagree on things. And he ended up saying something completely off the wall, and I burst out laughing, and it completely diffused the whole situation. You're going to go through things together. You're going to go through things that you didn't expect to go through. And I love this quote from Marjorie Pay Hinckley, who said, the only way to get through life is to laugh your way through it. You either have to laugh or cry. I prefer to laugh. Crying gives me a headache. So I love that, of finding somebody that you can laugh with and have the humor of it. Of like, I remember one particular trial when in 2008 with the economy was crashing, we got hit really hard and we started laughing like, it can't get any worse. And then it totally would. And we're like, oh my gosh, it totally got worse. It just would laugh about it. Like, this is insane. So anyways, just having somebody you can laugh with. Okay, number four. Let go of expectations. Have I said this before? I hope so, because I'm going to continue to say it. Of letting go of all your shoulds and shouldn'ts, and letting go of all your expectations. I know I teach it with children, but do it with your spouse too. We have so many shoulds and shouldn'ts. And I love one client said, don't should on yourself. I didn't say a naughty word, just sounded like one. Husbands should do this. Like, this is what my dad did, and so husbands should do that. And this is, maybe he's saying, my dad did this, so this is what husbands should do, right? So you have all these crazy expectations, and we start creating manuals of like, this is what a good husband does. Shakespeare said it best when he said, expectations are the root of all heartache. I used to have that hanging up. I think one of my darlings must have grabbed it or it fell down or something, because expectations are the root of all heartache. I expect all these things and then I'm completely upset or disappointed because it didn't happen the way I thought it would. What if you let go of expectations and just let your husband be himself? What if you threw out the manual? You may be surprised at yourself. You may surprise yourself that your husband is actually pretty amazing. I also think too, with letting go of expectations, is a lot of times it's reciprocated. That my husband, bless his beautiful heart, has a hard time being on time for things. And so we were laughing about this for 4th of July, that he was an hour late when we were planning this hike and doing all this stuff. And a friend came with me. And I go, you know what? I do find it annoying that we are like, he runs late. But on the flip side, if I'm ever late, because I have been late, I'm not perfect. He is never frustrated or angry or mad at me. And so like, as you let go of this expectations, like you should just be on time. He, as I let go of it and just like be understanding that he's so cool about if I'm ever late, like, yeah, that's totally okay. Sometimes people are late. Sometimes things happen. Just letting go of that expectations, because it just brings grief and grief stinks. Okay. Number 5, forgive. Forgiveness is a very, very beautiful thing. Holding on to anger, hate, resentment will do nothing and does not serve anyone. You married, guess what? Newsflash, a super imperfect person. They are going to mess things up sometimes. And guess what? You are also an imperfect person who will also mess up sometimes. When you create a culture of forgiving one another, you'll be on the same team working together to build something awesome. Instead of being on opposing teams with each person trying to beat the other one. So yes, keep working on your relationships with your children. But remember, I say this often, that homeschool is a temporary gig. And one day your babies will grow up and move out. If you have young children, that day may seem very far away. But as I'm having kids now move out, they came a lot quicker than I expected. And one day it will just be the two of you. And I hope you have built a relationship with your spouse so that you still like each other when all the babies have moved out. Friends, I hope you have an absolutely fantastic week. Have fun doing all the great summer activities. Love you all, and I will see you next week. Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.